Several banks started dispensing the South African and Chinese currencies in banking halls and automated teller machines or ATMs today, but the banking public complained that accessing the money was not easy. One of the depositors, Simon Mugwagwa, said he spent the better part of the day in a queue trying to withdraw cash, but to no avail.
The situation is very much hectic. We have been waiting here since, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we are still waiting, and we are being told they have no money, even the rands and the UN. So we are just waiting, hoping that maybe something come out, but it doesn't seem so.
This was echoed by Teklas Nyowera, who noted that she could not get either the South African rands or the Chinese yuan in the banking hall and ATMs. She said that the Botswana pula and the British pounds were also not accessible, adding that those currencies would be difficult to use in her daily errands.
Even if they give us the pula and the pounds, we are so confused about the rate, the exchange rate. And the shops, it's so difficult to buy anything with pula or pounds because the people in the shops, they don't know how to change the money. The exchange rate is just so bizarre.
Another depositor, Garikai Murendo, said he managed to withdraw some rands and yuans, but most retailers were not accepting those currencies, preferring the US dollar.
It's difficult in using the yuan in the shops.
Some banking staff who refused to speak on tape said they failed to dispense the rand, yuan and other currencies because they were in short supply at their branches. Some other bankers who had accessed the rand and yuan said they could not transact because they had not been advised of the exchange rates by the central bank. Central Bank Governor John Mangunjga had initially asked Studio 7 to contact him for comment, but he was not reachable on his mobile phone at the time of going on air. However, the central bank chief told the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper that the dispensing of multiple currencies would help in easing the ongoing shortages that started when the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe announced its plans to introduce bond notes. The RBZ's proposal is being rejected by many Zimbabweans who say that authorities are planning to reintroduce the Zimbabwean currency through the back door. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.